慈爱你生命的好，主你的慈爱你生命的好，我要用嘴唇来颂赞你，因你的慈爱你生命更好。
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name.
诗歌在这里说，城市罪人远离耶稣，真陷悲惨灭亡中，当我呼求亲爱救主及垂听。我觉得常常说到我们自己，真的是我们一个礼拜一个礼拜能够在他的面前，是因为他赐下医好，是因为他的血洗净。
Okay.
Last year, our brother accepted the calling from God.
And he Friday
night, he has shared with us the, his own testimony of accepting Christ, receiving God's calling.
So we are very happy that God has brought him into our midst.
We're really glad to, that he can come back to us, and we'll just leave the following time to him.
姐妹和朋友们都好。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
好，我们今天早上是活在哈利路亚的这一边。
This morning we indeed live on the Hallelujah side.
如果我们是活在哈利路亚这一边的话，我们的脸都是圆的。
And our face will be round if we live on the Hallelujah side.
这是神给我们的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
神不要他的儿女们好像常常落在一个忧愁。
God does not want his children to live in sorrow all the time.
神的儿子耶稣为我们死了。
The Son of God died for us.
他的宝血洁净我们一切的罪。
And his precious blood has cleansed all our sins.
今天我们与神和好。
Today we are reconciled with God.
没有东西可以拦阻我们进到神的面前。
There's nothing to stop us from coming to God.
我们来到神的面前，就在他的救恩的泉源欢然取水。
So that we can come to this fountain of salvation to drink.
许多的时候我们来到神的面前，我们觉得我们没有办法做什么。
A lot of times when we come before God, we feel we cannot do anything.
我们只有赞美他。
We can only praise him.
我们敬拜他。
And we worship him.
我们在他的面前喜乐。
And we rejoice before him.
当神看到我们这些蒙恩的罪人在神的面前可以这样敬拜他。
When he sees that these are saved people can worship him like this.
天父的心非常的满足。
How pleased is our heart.A father's heart in heaven.
因为他看到他儿子在十字架上为我们死的功效，把我们带到他的面前。
Because the work of the salvation on the cross has brought us before him.
神的儿子已经完成了救赎。
The Son of God has completed the salvation.
所以什么时候我们把我们的心向神打开敬拜的时候
，So whenever we open our hearts to worship him.
赞美主的时候
，And when we praise him.
哦，天父的心是那样子的满足。
And our heavenly Father's heart is so pleased.
他满足他儿子所做的
，because he's pleased with the work of his son.
神的心喜乐
，and his heart rejoices.
所以我们在神的面前要常常这样敬拜赞美他。
So we need to worship him and praise him before God.
我们感谢主给我们有机会，今天早上我们来看一个题目，叫做赞美神。
We thank God that today we're going to touch on this topic to praise God.
在圣经里头，赞美是一个非常重要的一件事情。
To praise God is such an important thing in the Bible.
在圣经的里头我们听到说我们一天要三次要祷告。
The Bible says three times we pray to God.
但是圣经里头也讲到我们一天要七次要赞美。
But it says seven times every day we praise God.
所以祷告很重要。
So to pray is very important.
但是赞美更重要。
But it's even more important to praise.
神更希望我们来赞美他。
God desires more that we praise him.
而且在圣经里头将大概有500多次讲到我们要赞美敬拜。
More than 500 times the Bible recorded that we shall praise and worship him.
所以神希望我们赞美他。
So God wants us to praise him.
那圣经里头讲到赞美的时候有很多词是非常相近的。
The Bible uses many terms, they're all very similar to describe praise.
有的时候我们讲到颂赞神
Sometimes we say we sing to God.
有的时候我们说我们荣耀神
Or we glorify him.
有的时候我们说感谢神
Or we say we thank him.
常常都跟赞美都连在一起的
And these all relate to praising.
特别在圣经里头他讲到 Hallelujah 这一个字
Especially the word Hallelujah in the Bible.
就是讲到你们要赞美耶和华
That means you shall praise the Lord.
而这个诗篇它就跟这个字是同样的一个原来的来源。
And then the word Psalm has the same root.
所以如果我们要知道赞美神是怎么回事
So if we want to understand what it means to praise God.
为什么要赞美神
And why to praise God.
如何赞美神
And how to praise God.
我们去读读诗篇我们可以知道。
Then we should read the Psalms, then we'll know.
所以我们盼望弟兄姐妹有的机会回去做一点家庭作业。
So I hope that you will all go home to have some homework for yourself.
读读诗篇里头讲到你们要赞美耶和华这个字，这个词。
And then to pick out the phrase to praise God.
然后看看它前后讲到为什么赞美神。
And look at the verses before and after, and then to see why we shall praise God.
怎么样赞美神
？And how we shall praise God.
我想我们赞美神会更合乎神所要的。
Then our praises will even more satisfy God's heart.
我们都记得这个施布真弟兄哈，他曾经讲过这样一句话。
Brother Spurgeon has once said.
他说我们讲道就是撒种。
When we preach, we're like sowing the seed.
我们祷告就是在浇灌。
And when we pray, it's like we're watering the seed.
当我们赞美的时候，就是收成。
But we reap when we praise.
所以当我们在收成的时候。
So when we reap.
也就是我们在赞美的时候。
And that's the, also the time we praise.
那是因着神的话在我们的心里头已经结出果子来。
That's because the word of God has already yielded fruit in our hearts.
神的话进到我们里头，成为我们信心的一个根基。
Because the word of God has become the foundation of our faith.
等到这一个话变成了一个实际的果子。
And then when the word yields fruit.
然后就是我们在赞美里头来接收。
And then we accept it with our praise.
所以赞美实在是很重要的一件事。
So it is so important to praise.
所以我们今天早上一起来看一看啊。
So let's look at.
首先我们一起来读一百四十九篇
诗篇。Let's turn to Psalm 149.
这篇诗篇并不长啊。
This is not a long one.
也许我们可以弟兄读两节，姊妹读两节，
brothers,
我们把这一篇读完。
We have brothers read two verses and sisters read two verses, and we finish the whole psalm.
第九节我们就一起念。
And we read verse 9 together.
中文英文都可以，好，我们一起，弟兄们请。你们要赞美耶和华，向耶和华唱新歌，在圣民的会中赞美他。愿以色列因照他的主欢喜，愿西安的民因他们的王快乐。
Sisters, let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord has taken delight in his people, he crowns the humble with salvation.
愿圣民因所得的荣耀高兴，愿他们在床上欢呼，愿他们口中称赞神为高，手里有两刃的刀。
To inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples.To bind their kings with feathers and their nobles with shackles of iron.
要在他们身上执行所记录的审判，他的圣名都有这荣耀。你们要赞美耶和华。在这里一开始就讲到我们要赞美耶和华。
At the beginning, it starts with praise the Lord.
这是好像神的一个命令。
And this is a God's command.
最近我们一直在读一个主题，就是要亲近神啊。
And recently, we've been sharing how to draw near to God.
而亲近神就是要在进到神的同在里面。
That is to enter into God's presence.
而这个遵守神的命令就是能够带入神的同在里。
And to obey God's command will bring forth His presence.
约翰福音第十四章那里讲得很清楚。
John chapter 14 says very clearly.
他说我们如果遵行神的命令，然后神要向我们显现。
If we obey his commands, and he will show himself to us.
当我们遵守神的命令的时候，神要到我们中间与我们同住。
And then if we obey his commands, and he will come and dwell with us.
所以我们要过一个亲近神的生活，很要紧的就是要遵守神的命令。
So if we want to draw near to God, one thing very important is to obey his commands.
神喜欢进入听命的儿女们中间。
He delights to enter into, to be with.His children who obey him.
所以当我们遵守神的命令的时候，神的同在就会临到。
So if you obey his commands, his presence will come.
而赞美就是神的一个命令。
And to praise God is one of his commands.
所以当我们赞美的时候，神就将他的同在显在我们中间。
So if we praise him, then he will show his presence among us.
我相信我们在赞美的时候，我们特别感受到神的同在。
I'm sure when we praise, we particularly can feel his presence.
我们好像感受到我们能够从我们的里头这样被释放出来。
We feel that we can liberate from ourselves.
因为神的同在在这里。
Because His presence is here.
当神的同在临到的时候，我们可以忘记我们自己。
When His presence is here, we can forget about ourselves.
我们所想到的就是神自己。
All we can think about is God Himself.
我们注意的就是他。
All we can pay attention is God Himself.
所以，如果我们能够遵守神的命令
，So if we can obey His commands.
神他要将他的同在设立在我们中间。
And He will establish His presence among us.
我们一开始这里他讲到愿以色列因照他的主欢喜。第二节啊。
It says, let Israel rejoice in their maker.
而且愿西安的民因他们的王快乐。
And let the people of Zion be glad in their king.
这里讲到我们为什么要赞美神。
And here it tells us why we need to praise God.
这也讲到我们赞美的对象是神。
And also the object of our praises.
我们所赞美的神就是这位生命的主。
The God that we praise is the maker of life.
他创造我们的生命。
He created our life.
在使徒行传十七章那里就提到过。
In Acts chapter 17 it says.
他讲到神他将生命气息万物赐给我们。
It says God gives us breath, life and everything.
而且他预先定好我们一生的年日。
And he has already predetermined the times for us.
而且他也定好我们应该所住的疆界。
And he also determined the exact places where we will live.
那我们今天我们的生活、我们的动作、我们的存留都在乎他。
But today in him we live and we move and we have our being.
今天我们能够坐在这里，我们还有气息，都是神所赐的。
Today that we get to live and then to sit here is all because of God's grace.
而我们今天能够有这个气息的目的，我们要来敬拜神。
And the purpose of our life today is to worship and praise him.
我们来赞美他。
And we praise him.
在前面一章的圣经，那是在148篇，诗篇148篇。
In the previous Psalm 148.
那里讲到所有的受造都要来敬拜神。
It says all creation will praise God.
在那里讲到很多很多。
And they mention all kinds of creation.
他讲到神的使者要赞美，神的诸君要赞美。
The host and the angels will praise him.
日头、月亮、星宿。
And the sun, moon, and the stars.
天上的天，天上的水。
And heavens, the highest heavens, and the waters above the skies.
地上的，还有大鱼，还有海洋。
And everything on the earth, and the ocean, and the great waters.
这里大山、小山，所有的树木，所有的野兽。
Great mountains, small hills, and all creatures.
所有的受造之物都在赞美神。
And all creation is praising God.
世上的君王、万民、首领、审判官。
And all the kings and the nobles and the judges.
少年人、处女、老年人、孩童。
Young men and maids and old men and children.
这是神创造万有的目的之一。
And that's one of the purposes of God's creation.
我们晓得神创造的万有就是要借着万有显明神的永能和他的神性。
Because God created God had the creation to show his power and his nature.
好让人认识神的存在。
So that we will get to know the existence of God.
借着受造之物我们知道有一位神。
Through creation we know that there is a God.
所以神让我们能够借着受造来认识神。
So through creation we get to know him.
而关于神创造我们有另外一个目的。
And there's another purpose that God created us.
神创造的万有就是为了要来敬拜赞美神。
God created the creation so that we can praise and worship him.
去年我们请了一对夫妇到我们教会来有一个聚会。
And last year we invited a couple to lead a meeting in our church.
他们已经服侍主有50多年了。
They've been serving the Lord more than 50 years.
这个师母前不久他曾经有两次的中风。
The sister recently suffered 2 strokes.
她以前的事情都忘掉了。
So she forgot everything in the past.
但是呢，她只记得圣经跟诗歌。
But she only still remembered the song.
我非常稀奇。
The song, hymns, and the Bible. That's very marvelous.
我们坐在桌子上吃饭。
Sometimes we will have meal at the table.
我们刚刚讲完的事情，她马上又忘掉了。
And she will forget the things that we were just talking about.
但是当我们要开始讲到神的话的时候，她的神的话都还记得。
But then if we talk about God's words, she will remember them all.
有一天早上，我陪他们两位出去散散步。
And one morning, we took a walk together.
一个小的公园里。
To a small park.
这位师母她走到一个地方，她就停下来。
And the sister will pause everywhere she goes.
她说：“你看看这个花，多么漂亮。”
And she says, look at the flower, it's so beautiful.
你看他一直在那里赞美神。
And then look at the flower, it's praising God.
等一等走到另外一棵树旁边，你看看这棵树。
And then she would stop by a tree and say, look at this tree.
这树全部都张开在这里赞美神。
And then the tree is open up to worship, to praise God.
我们陪着她走路，她走到哪里就停在哪。
And then I walk with her and then she would just stop by every single object.
好可惜啊，为什么人都不知道赞美神呢？
She said, "Oh, it's too bad that man does not know how to praise God."
所以那一天早上，我陪他走了一圈以后，我才想看到世界所有的万有都在赞美神。
So that morning, it really opened my eyes to see all creation is praising God.
很可惜的，只有人类没有敬拜神。
Unfortunately, only mankind.
你的罪进到人的里面。
Because sin has entered into our lives.
人没有办法来敬拜神。
We are unable to worship God.
人不能来赞美神。
We cannot worship God.
因为他与神离开了。
Because we're separated from God.
但是感谢神。
But praise God.
在这些受造的人中间，有一般人，他们可以今天可以赞美神。
But there's a group of people among mankind that they can praise God.
就是那一些蒙救赎的神的儿女们。
Those are the redeemed people of God.
所以今天如果神的儿女再不来赞美神，
So today if children of God do not praise him,
那照着神的形象所造的人类就不会赞美了。
then the whole mankind that created after God's image will not be able to praise him.
这对神来讲实在是很大很大的一个很难过的事。
And this is something very sad for God.
我们要常常被提醒。
So we should often be reminded.
我们要来赞美神。
We ought to praise God.
我们读一节圣经好吗? 一起。
Let's read one verse together.
我们读罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马第八章29节到30节。
Romans chapter 8, verses 29 to 30.
如果找到，我们一起来读，好吗？ 预备起。
Let's read together.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。 这里讲到我们这一班蒙恩的人。
And this passage talks about us who are saved.
神在创世之前还预备了一班人。
He has predestined a group of people before the creation.
然后时候到了，这些人被神从世界里头分别出来。
In due time, these people are separated from the world.
被神特别的拣选出来。
And they're chosen especially for God.
因为这些人他接受耶稣做他们的救主。
Because they accepted Jesus as their savior.
所以我们就从罪的里头被救赎了回来。
So we're redeemed from sin.
我们不单单是从罪的里头被救回来。
Not only that we're delivered from sin.
而且神将他儿子的生命放在我们里面。
He also put the life of Son of God in us.
他将神儿子那一个荣耀的生命放在我们里头。
He has put in us the glorious life of Son of God.
当我们今天在地上还活着的时候， 神在这里制作我们。
So when we still live on earth, He's working in us.
他要改变我们。
He's changing and transforming us.
有一天他要使我们能够像神的儿子那样子的美丽。
One day we will be just as beautiful as the Son of God.
有一天主耶稣要带着众子进到荣耀里面去。
So one day Jesus will lead all sons into glory.
我们这一班人就是那些被引到神荣耀里头的众子。
And we are one of those sons to be led into glory.
所以就是今天我们愿意把我们的生命交在神的手里头。
And that's why today we're willing to commit our lives into God's hands.
哦，他在西安作王。
Because He is the King at Zion.
他在我们的心里头作王。
And He's also King reigning in us.
我们一生的主权交给神。
And we have committed our authority into Him.
然后在每一个不同的环境里头，神在制作改变。
And in all situations, He's changing and forming us.
当我们看到神的拣选。
So when we see God's choosing,
看到神的救赎,
see God's salvation,
看到神在我们身上的制作,
and to see His work on us,
我们在神的面前要俯伏敬拜,
we shall bow before Him and worship Him.
我们不晓得神在我们身上花了多少的心思,
because we don't know how much effort He has put in us.
他兴起了多少的环境,
He has raised so many different kinds of situations,
把我们今天改变的稍微像耶稣一点,
so that we are transformed a little bit more like Jesus.
所以为着每一个环境我们来赞美他。
So we shall praise Him for all circumstances.
为着每一个机会我们都要来谢谢神。
We shall thank Him for all the chances we have.
我们有认识一对 年长的传道人。
I know a couple of God's servants.
他们离我们不太远, 在Virginia。
They live close by, they're in Virginia.
他们也是服侍主有大概也是将近50年的人。
So they've been serving the Lord almost 50 years.
这个师母大概在30年前她得了一种病。
And about 30 years ago, this sister developed a disease.
然后她的身体很痛。
And then she has great pain.
而且慢慢慢慢的，她的有一边的手脚就不太容易动。
And gradually she became paralyzed on one side.
她只好坐在轮椅上。
Then she had to be confined on the wheelchair.
然后有一个周末的时候，有一个中风临到她身上。
And on one weekend, a stroke came.
因为她的医生也不在，所以她等到礼拜一。
Because her doctor was absent, so she waited until Monday.
医生回来以后，她就看她。
So when the doctor returned, she went to visit him.
但是已经太晚了。
It was too late.
她就从这个颈子之下，全部通通都 不能动。
So she became paralyzed from the neck down.
从那个时候开始，她就要躺在床上。
From there on, she had to be confined on the bed.
因为她这个病常常会很痛。
Because of this disease, she suffered great pain.
虽然她没有办法动这个手脚,
even though she could not move her limbs,
但是她那个痛来的时候是非常非常的刺痛。
But she still could feel the piercing pain.
有的时候她说一个晚上她没有办法睡五分钟。
She said sometimes she couldn't even sleep for 5 minutes throughout the night.
痛太厉害。
Because it was too painful.
但是这位师母她每个礼拜要去参加四次的聚会。
But then the sister had to go to 4 meetings weekly.
每次她要去聚会的时候，他们医院的人必须要用一个起重架把她吊起来。
And then every time she has to go, they have to use a lifter to lift her.
然后把她放在轮椅上。
And then to place her on the wheelchair.
然后弟兄必须要推着这个轮椅到他们的教会，大概要15分钟。
And then her husband has to push the wheelchair to all the way to church. It takes about 15 minutes.
你每次把她提起来的时候，她全身痛得不得了。
And every time she's lifted, she suffers a lot.
当这个轮椅在地上走的时候，只要稍微颠一下，她全身痛得头都要低下来。
And then when the wheelchair is It's being pushed. It also hurts her that she had to drop her head.
但她一个礼拜她一定要去参加四次聚会。
But every week she will go to meetings 4 times.
有一次他们晚上去聚会的时候，她的人在旁边修路。
And one time on her way to church, there was a repair work going on the road.
结果这个轮椅就碰到一个石头。
So the wheelchair was stuck on the rock.
然后这整个人就从轮椅头整个掉到一个路旁边的这个那个下排水的地方。
So she fell off the wheelchair and then fell into the gutter.
路旁边的那一个排水的地方。
Yeah, she fell into the gutter on the roadside.
然后两根肋骨就摔断了。
And then it broke two of her ribs.
身上很多地方都擦伤流血。
And many bruises on her body.
但是他还是没有停过哈，他还是继续的去聚会。
But she never stopped attending meetings.
那他每一个月至少有一次，他们会到我们的教会来跟我们一起聚会。
At least once a month, they will come to visit our church.
从他们那里5点钟出发来我们这里参加8点钟的聚会。
And then they have to depart from their house 5 o'clock in the morning in order to make it to 8 o'clock our meeting time.
有一次他来到我们聚会的时候已经是9点钟了。
And one time she arrived at 9 o'clock.
所以我们十点钟散会，他们还要再有3个小时再回去。
And after our meeting ends at 10 o'clock, still take them 3 hours to get back.
一路上这个车子颠都是痛的。
And on the way, whenever the car shakes, she hurts.
所以有的时候我们说，你们能够不来就不要来。
So sometimes we say it's okay if you don't come.
但是她在来的时候给我们带来很大的鼓励。
But every time she comes, they bring great encouragement to all of us.
这个师母的脸上永远都是充满了微笑。
The sister is always smiling.
她一句这20多年来我们认得她，她没有一句抱怨的话。
I never heard her complain in all these 20 years that I know her.
常常嘴里头就是说赞美主，感谢主。
And then she just often says, thank God and praise God.
他知道他在神的手里头。
She knows that she is in God's hands.
有一次他在做见证的时候，他这样子说。
One time she testified.
他说：“我这一生最感谢神的就是神把我放在这个轮椅上。”
The thing that I praise God the most is that He put me on the wheelchair.
因为他让我借着这个更亲近主。
Because through this I become closer to Him.
借着这一个，主在我身上做了很多工作。
Through this, God has worked, done many wonderful work on me.
他说主改变他很多。
God changed her a lot.
因着他这样子一个毛病。
Because of her sickness.
所以在这个师母的身上，我们看到神的工作。
So from this sister, we can see God's work.
圣经呢，在我们每个人身上都是有这样一个计划、一个工作在进行。
God has also been carrying out His plan and work on all of us.
不论我们在哪一个环境的底下，如果我们愿意放在神的手中学功课。
So no matter where, wherever we are, as long as we're willing to submit under His hands,
神都能够改变制作我们。
He will be able to change and work on us.
所以我们为着这一个，我们来敬拜神。
So for this, we shall worship God.
我们赞美他。
Praise Him.
另外，我们再往下看一下，当我们在赞美的时候，我们能够将神的宝座。设立在我们的当中。
And also when we praise Him, we can establish His throne among us.
我们刚才稍微提了一点。
We mentioned a little bit.
就是当我们以色列的神，他是以以色列人的赞美为宝座。
Because this King, this God of Israel, He enthrones on the praises of Israel.
而且他也翻译，就是说他以以色列的赞美为居所。
And also he dwells he the praises of Israel is his dwelling place.
所以当我们在赞美的时候，神将他的宝座设立在我们当中。
So whenever we praise, he establishes his throne among us.
当我们赞美的时候，神的同在，他的居住在我们中间。
And then whenever we praise him, his presence will be here, and then he will live with us.
所以每一次在聚会之前，我们的赞美是非常非常重要的一件事。
So it is very important that we praise him before meetings.
我们在聚会之前的唱诗，不是在这里好像等聚会啊。
So when we sing hymns in meetings, it's not that we're just delaying time and trying to wait for people.
不对。我们是在这里敬拜神。
But we're worshiping God.
当我们在聚会的时候，一开始我们的心都转向主。
So at the beginning of all meetings, let's turn our hearts to God.
当我们唱诗的时候，我们眼目注意主。
So when we sing, we set our focus on God.
我们一颗一颗的心被主自己吸引过去。
So that all our hearts will be drawn to God.
然后我们的心向神打开。
And then we open up our hearts to God.
然后我们来赞美他。
And we'll praise Him.
当我们这样子赞美的时候，神的同在要设立在这里。
So when we praise Him, God's presence will be here.
当主的同在在这里的时候，下面的聚会就是主的聚会。
And then when God's presence is here, and this meeting is God's meeting.
在下面的聚会里头，他知道怎样子来说话。
And He will know what to say.
他知道应该做什么。
And He knows what to do.
他知道如何来帮助他的儿女。
And He knows how to help His children.
那这个聚会就属于神了。
And this meeting belongs to God.
因为他坐在宝座上。
Because He's sitting on the throne.
我们都在这伏在主的面前，让他自由。
And we all bow before Him and let Him have all the freedom.
所以当我们一开始能够让主居宝座。
So if at the beginning of meetings, if we can let Him sit on His throne,
然后这个聚会就是主的聚会。
Then this meeting will belong to God.
我们就在信心里头，在神的面前聚集。
And then we have this assembly, a meeting in faith before God.
这是很重要的一件事。
So this is very important.
我们都愿意在聚会的时候之前，我们好好来敬拜。
So that's praising before all meetings.
在这里有另外一节圣经，我们也看一下，在第六节。
Let's look at another scripture.
149篇第六节。
Psalm 149.
第六节他说，愿他们口中称赞神为高，手里有两刃的刀。
Verse 6, may the praise of God be in their mouths and the double-edged sword in their hands.
在这里讲到我们的赞美就成了我们征战的兵器。
And here it says our praise becomes our weapon in the battlefield.
我们在旧约里头也有看到这样子的故事。
And we have seen stories like this in the Old Testament.
当以色列人刚刚进到了迦南的时候，
When Israel first entered into Canaan,
他们就碰到了个耶利哥大城。
And they encountered the great city of Jericho.
那么神就让他们的祭司在绕着城一天绕一圈。
And God made their priests circle around the city.
然后第七天以后，他们吹角，然后呼喊。
And on the seventh day, they would blow the trumpet and they would shout.
然后这个大城就倒塌下来。
And then the whole city crumbled down.
耶利哥城是一个非常非常大的城。
And the city of Jericho is a great city.
以色列人没有办法可以把这个城能够夺过来。
There was no way for the Israelites to capture the city.
但是当他们在那里，在主的面前呼喊的时候。
But when they shout before the Lord.
在那里靠着神来夸胜的时候。
Because when they triumph by the Lord.
神使这一个城倒塌了。
God made the city crumble down.
今天我们也会常常碰到许多的高大的城墙在我们前面。
Today we also encounter great cities and strongholds.
有的时候我们觉得好像我们不可能越过。
Sometimes we think it's impossible to get over.
我们可能借着许许多多的祷告，好像我们也进不去。
Even though through much prayer, we still cannot conquer.
很可能这个时候主要叫我们开始来赞美。
Maybe this is the time that God wants us to praise.
我们来相信神。
To believe in Him.
然后相信神出来之战。
And believe that He will fight for us.
他有他的办法把这一个城墙使他倒塌。
He has His ways to crumble down the city.
另外还有一个地方就是在约沙法王的时候。
There's another story in the Old Testament that's when the King Jehoshaphat.
我想我们都知道那是在历代志下二十章，也许我们可以到那里去看一下，好吗？
That's in Second Chronicles chapter 20. Maybe we can turn over there.
这一章也是一个很重要的一个例子，说到我们靠着赞美来得胜。
This is a very important example that how we can conquer through praise.
当这里有许摩亚亚门跟以东人来攻击约沙法的时候，他很惧怕。
So when the Moabites and the Ammonites come to conquer the to attack Israel, King Jehoshaphat was afraid.
然后他就全城的人都禁食祷告。
And the whole city fasted before God.
然后他们的眼目开始单单的注意神。
And they started to lay their eyes only on God.
这个时候神跟他们说, 你们不要惧怕。
And at this moment, the Lord says, do not be afraid.
在第15节的最后头他说, 不要因这个大军恐惧惊慌, 因为胜败不在乎你们, 乃在乎神。
At the second part of verse 15, it says, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
17节后头他说, 这是你们不要征战, 你们要摆正站着, 看耶和华为你们实行拯救。
And the end of verse 17 says, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you.
所以神就告诉以色列人就是说, 你们等我来, 为你征战。
So God tells Israel, let me fight for you.
以色列人他们就相信神的话,
and they believed it.
虽然他们还没有出去征战,
even though they haven't come out yet.
到了19节的下半, 他们就用极大的声音赞美耶和华以色列的神。
And then verse 19 says, and then they praise God with very loud voice.
所以他们还没有征战之前, 他们就先赞美。
So even before they enter into the battlefield, they started praising.
这是犹大人他们还不晓得到底神要怎么样为他们征战。
At this moment, they still do not know how God will fight for them.
但是他们已经相信神一定要把得胜赐给他们。
But they already believe that God will grant them victory.
然后到了后来我们就看到第21节下半。
And at the end of verse 21, we see.
他就说, 叫他们设立歌唱的人颂赞耶和华, 使他们穿上圣洁的礼服。 走在军前赞美耶和华说，当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。众人方唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人、希尔三人，他们就被打败了。
The king appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. And as they began to sing and praise God, the Lord set ambush before the enemy and defeated the enemy.
所以当他们征战的时候, 他们只是去唱歌而已。
So when they are actually in the battle, they were just singing.
他们赞美神。
They praise God.
等到他们得胜了之后,
and after they gained the victory,
到了27节, 我们28节, 他们弹琴鼓瑟, 吹号来到耶路撒冷, 他们欢欢喜喜。
And after they gained the victory, verse 28, they entered into Jerusalem and they went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets.
我们看到以色列人的得胜, 从开始到征战到结束, 只有一件事, 他们在那里赞美神。
We can see that throughout the battlefield, before, during, and after, all they did was to praise God.
因为这个大军太大了, 约沙法没有办法去得胜。
Because the enemy was too vast, there was no way for them to win.
我想我们每个教会都有祷告聚会。
I believe that we all have prayer meetings.
而且我们每个教会里头有许许多多的需要。
And then I believe that in all churches we have a lot of needs.
我们礼拜三晚上也有我们教会的祷告会。
For my church, our prayer meetings are Wednesday night.
我们常常也会带来许多的难处到这个聚会里头提出来。
So a lot of times we bring a lot of needs to this meeting.
是各式各样的哈。
All kinds of needs.
有的是当你把这些问题提完了以后, 大家就好像心都沉下来了。
And once we go over all the problems, our hearts will sink.
但是有的时候主也就让我们在这个聚会的里头看见我们不要再祈求。
But sometimes the Lord will show us that stop begging.
让我们起来赞美。
That's praise Him.
有的时候我们一个祷告会从头到尾我们几乎都是赞美。
So sometimes in our prayer meetings, we'll just praise Him throughout the meeting.
我们就是唱诗歌唱歌。
We'll sing hymns.
然后有的弟兄姐妹他们用神的话几句很短的圣经的话这样子宣告。
And then some brothers and sisters will proclaim with a simple God's words.
然后大家就在这里一直的赞美他。
And we'll just keep praising Him.
许多的时候当我们进来的时候是压重担压身的。
A lot of times when we come to the prayer meeting, we're heavy laden.
但是聚完会的时候我们觉得所有一切在主里头都成就了。
But then after the meeting, we often feel that all is accomplished in the Lord. And then we would not ask too much for much anymore.
有一次我们在聚会，我进来看到我们侍琴的姊妹好像有点很难过。
Once I went to the meeting and I felt that the sister who plays piano, she's kind of down.
那我坐在，因为这个琴在我的后面，所以聚会开始，我也不晓得她怎么样。
And then because I sat in front of the piano, I couldn't tell what happened to her.
当我们在聚会的时候，我就听到这个琴好像不是她弹的。
And then, but during the meeting, I felt it doesn't sound like she was the one that played piano.
但是在那一个聚会里头，我们有一个很强赞美的灵。
But at that meeting, the spirit of praise was strong.
因为我们看到仇敌在一个家里头的工作。
Because we could see the work of the enemy in the family.
我们也听到好几个得癌症、绝症的人。
And we heard many people had cancers.
当然我们也看到有的弟兄姐妹在主面前的心不够那样子的热切爱主。
And then we can also feel many hearts are lukewarm.
所以我们看看这些事情没有一样我们能够做什么的。
So none of these things we can do anything about.
我们只有仰望神。
We can only look up to him.
然后我们就赞美神。
So we started praising him.
等到快结束的时候，哎，突然我听到这个琴好像换了一个人。